Wow, that was absolutely fantastic, Becky. And God really works in you, and He has done so much for you in this last year, and Jack and the kids, and He's blessed you abundantly, and He's going to continue to do that as you continue with Him. And really great encouragement, wonderful points tying into Danny's and Amber sharing, three of you on fire for God. A great blessing to me. I get so encouraged by all three of you, you know, because you are faithful. Yes, we all have challenges at times. There may be different moments where we feel off or where we feel emotional or things are not going our way, but you've stayed with God. You've taken the words of life, all three of you, and you've kept them in your heart and you've kept going to God, because that's where we go. We go to God and we look only to Him, and God wants us to stay blessed and hot and vibrant. And so when we just stay with God, no matter the situation, because we are living at the right hand side of God, we are those super conquerors. And so those three sharings, you know, and Jason sharing as well, really, all four of you actually, sorry, Jason, I forgot you shared first, really great things, you know, really God is working His great desire in our heart. And next year, you know, next year is going to supersede even the year that we've had, and we've had an amazing year. We've had a fantastic time. And so I might just carry on sharing, because like I'm just feeling inspired by all four of the sharings now, and then I'm going to ask Carl Morton after me. So, you know, God has really done great things for all of us. And one of the great things that we can do, even in times that are challenging, is stay thankful that if you woke up in the morning, you are blessed. You've got a day and an assignment from God, even if it's just doing simple little things. You know, and God has given to us everything that is very beneficial for our lives. He's given us all things. He's taking care of everything. He's gone before you. He's cleared the path out of you. He knows your journey. He's already before ordained your good works. So God has given to us everything that is beneficial, starting when we confess Jesus as Lord and we believe God raised Him from the dead. God gave us the greatest gift, that eternal life and that Holy Spirit. And God wants us to use that spiritual ability. He doesn't want us to go from our five sense mind, but to use the spiritual ability. And when we hear the heavenly words, that activates that within us, as well as us speaking in tongues, as well as us praying, as well as us meditating on the truth of who we are and what God has done for us. There's one great record that comes to my mind right now. It's in Romans 8:32, and it says, "He that spared not his own son," God didn't spare His own son, but delivered Him up for us all, "how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" God is not withholding anything that He's promised to you as a son and daughter and a child of the Most High God. He's not withholding anything. All those spiritual blessings, all those spiritual realities are yes and amen in Christ. They are yours. They are yours. So I call it the abundant blockers. What is blocking those things from coming to you? And it could be because we're not listening. It could be because we are misinterpreting what's being said, or we're not humble, or we're not receiving the heavenly truths gladly. These things that are being shared and encouraged. When we look at the scriptures, we see the wonderful principles and the wonderful heart of those that received the words gladly on the day of Pentecost. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and of breaking of bread and of fellowship. And they went from house to house. They were fellowshipping together. They were eating together. They were sharing everything common together. And God was able to do signs, miracles, and wonders. Everyone moved with great joy. Everyone moved with the inspiration of God. They received the direction from God through the apostles, the leaders of that time, who were speaking the heavenly truths by the Spirit of God. And God was doing great things in each heart and each mind. And every mind wanted to be with the believers, wanted to fellowship together, wanted to sell their plurality, the things that they didn't need, to give to the movement of the word. And this really rejoice the heart of God, because this is the heart of God. The things that we do with God is the heart of God expressed through us. And God was able to add to the church daily such as should be saved or were being made whole. When someone gets born again of the Spirit, they are being made whole. They are saved. They are cleansed. That's the greatest miracle that God has ever done, will ever do, is when someone confesses Jesus Christ as Lord and believe God raised them from the dead. So God's given us this great responsibility, and he's entrusted us. He trusts you. God trusts you with what he's given you, which is that gift of Holy Spirit. He's trust you that you will open your mouth and speak boldly the things that he puts in your heart to speak. He wants you to totally depend upon him. He is a jealous God. He wants to be first. He wants you to depend upon him, and he wants you to follow the direction that he's given you. Having a listening ear, that really blessed me. Amber and Becky was sharing these things about having that listening ear. What are you listening to? What are you taking into your heart? Amber mentioned the subconscious mind. No, the subconscious mind picks up things that you're not really paying attention to, but it's going on around you. God says in the scripture that we're to guard our heart with all diligence, right? We're to be diligent watching what we're hearing. We're to be, God says also put a guard over your mouth. We're to be diligent with what we speak. Okay, we don't want to be speaking worries, doubts, and fears. If you have any worries, when you keep dwelling on that worry, it then introduces the doubt that what God says he's going to do, he's going to do, right? And then as you doubt, it turns into fear. And God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. See, the whole world is conditioned by words. Satan knows this. So he wants to bring in his bad words. He wants you to think negative of others. He wants you to compare yourself to somebody else. He wants you to think evil of your brother or sister in Christ, or your family members, or someone that has, you know, driven past you in the car and didn't give way or something like that. He wants you to say those negative things. And as you say that, he goes to work. But when we speak the heavenly truths, when we practice, this is a practice. This is the renewing of the mind, right? When we practice these heavenly truths, then God goes to work. His words are quick, powerful, and sharp. They are living energy. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and their life. We want to speak the heavenly words because those words of life, it imparts faith. You can discern devil spirits and Holy Spirit as well. How can you discern devil spirits? Have we got to get this special revelation? You discern through words what someone is speaking. You can tell if someone's off or on. You can tell if someone or the enemy's trying to work through someone to get you off. And you don't have to let it affect you if they're speaking negative words. You don't have to say nothing either. And then you only speak when God tells you to speak if there's a situation like that. And you just take everything to God. So God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek God first and his righteousness. The word first is very important. In other words, God doesn't want to be second. He doesn't want to be third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth or last. He says first. God says, talking about honoring God, honor me with thy substance and the first fruits of all your increase. This is the most important thing. The biggest thing that we do with our finances on that area is that we honor God first. Above everything else, we go to God. Father, what would you like me to give? I want to give what you want me to give. I want to give what you put in my heart to give. Because when you do it with God, you're going to be so happy and blessed. You know, and Sangate, you know, he shares these wonderful things, and he was sharing again, and I'll just repeat it again, was that he says the believers in the POW and India, they don't ask questions about abundant sharing. They know it's beneficial. They're using what God has given them, which is going to be beneficial. So they give liberally because they go to God and God shows them what to do. Then they start to prosper, and then they go from poverty, and then they go to prosperity. And abundance isn't just about money. Abundance is having an abundant mindset, an abundant heart, a joy of love and peace, abundance of the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, knowing these spiritual things. And God is the one that works with our faith. You know, if we got a listening here, I hope you've been listening, because connections, I encourage this because this is what is encouraged to me. I'm not just doing my own thing. I'm going to God. I'm letting God work in me. Right. God show me where to connect to be fed. And that's what leaders do. They feed the flock of God, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but with a willing heart to bless and to give. And if you're receiving these words gladly and you act upon these words that even I'm speaking right now, you will see a mega change in your life. And you need a heart of humility. We all need to have a humble heart, a need for God, and a meek heart ready to do what we're receiving. This is where the great explosion of the outreach of God's word all over the world will start to happen. When we are practicing these simple things, the basic things, then God can really add. Why would God add anything to you if you're not going to give him the sound things? So what have we been encouraging? Again, we encourage people to speak in tongues much. This is for your spirit, building up your spirit man in you. This is great benefit. There's great benefits to speaking in tongues. Read 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 and 14. You'll see the benefits in there yourself. It is written. What I'm saying, it is written. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we can either take these as the words of Lawrence, Danny, Amber, Becky, or Jason, or have we received it as the words from God, which is going to be beneficial for us living in the lives of people that are practicing and moving with God, going through all their different experiences, but staying with God. So we can learn great things. Another beneficial thing that we can learn from one another. We can learn from the things that other people have gone through, and we may not necessarily go through, but we can take the wisdom from that if we're humble. We can learn from each other. No one is bigger and better than anyone else because we've all got the spiritual ability. We've all got God in Christ in us. No one is better than any. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. We are the same. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, subjected by love and obedience unto God to move in his direction so that we can receive the full benefits, because God has given us all things freely to enjoy. Right? He's not withholding anything to those that walk uprightly. He's not withholding anything. So why aren't we receiving then? We may think, well, I'm not receiving the healing. I'm not receiving an abundance. But are you doing these simple things? So we talked about connection. And connection is massive. And I don't care really how much anyone knows and how much they think they're walking with God. Your connection is there for a purpose. There's a point of contact in the earth. Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth, he was the point of contact for many, especially for his 12 disciples that were learning, that were gaining these wonderful spiritual insights from Jesus and from his practice, from his life, from his actions, the things that he was doing. They seen faith in action through the Lord Jesus Christ. They seen the authority of Jesus Christ. They seen the boldness of Jesus Christ. They seen the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. They seen that he wasn't moved when the circumstances were going on around them, when people were talking bad to him, when they were trying to trick him. And because people were trying to trick you, like with the people and the Pharisees, they brought that woman caught in adultery. You know, she's been caught in adultery and the law of Moses says she's got to be stoned. What do you say? And what did Jesus do? He said, yeah, go on, stone her, smash her up. You're right. They were right in what they were saying. But what did Jesus do? He looked only to God. He went to God and God showed him and gave him that revelation of what to say. And what did Jesus say? He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And what did they do? They knew they were sinners. So they dropped their stones and they walked off. And it was just Jesus and that beautiful lady that was caught in that adultery. God bless her. And she was there with him, with the Lord. And he says, woman, where are your accusers? And they were not there, right? He said, well, I don't condemn you and accuse you either. Go away and sin no more. Don't do that thing that's not beneficial to you. So we can do the things that are beneficial to us, or we can do the things that are not beneficial to us. So we want to practice to do the things that are beneficial to us, We've also encouraged about those connections. Those connections are important. I connect to my minister, and I can think, well, I don't really need to connect to my minister because, you know, he's taught me well, and now I can just go on and move on my own. That's not a humble heart, and that's not in the will of God, because God wants you to do that. Yes, we are all free to move. Yes, we can all speak by the Spirit of God, but there's always that fine tuning. There's always that encouragement. It's a two-way flow. It's a two-way flow. I get greatly encouraged by my minister. And, you know, I call him and we'll have a chat. I share the things that are going on in my life and what's happening. You know, I'm not sitting there thinking I'm down. Nothing's happening for me. I'm not seeing a breakthrough. I'm not seeing abundance. I'm not seeing labor. I'm not saying any of those. I'm saying all the good things that God's doing. And then he gets inspired and he starts to share with me more. Or I say, is there anything that you've got to share with me? Is there anything God's put in your heart? And then he just begins to speak. And all of a sudden that inspiration, the Spirit of God kicks in and he's saying everything that I need to hear. And I know I need to hear it. And it's always great encouragement. It's never, well, you need to do this. You need to do that. You've done this wrong. You're not saying this. None of that. None of that. That is carnal thinking. So God doesn't want us to walk with the carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's an enemy. Our carnal mind is an enemy against God, right? But the spiritual mind is life and peace. If you haven't got peace right now, it's because you're walking with your carnal mind. You're looking at your circumstances. You're allowing them to speak louder than the truth of who you are in Christ. Now, you may be going through something. Doesn't mean to say you're going to stay there if you stay with God, because there's always a way. God is a way maker. He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. So if you're not receiving the things that are freely given to you, it's because there's a block there. And if our words have been negative, if our words have been bad, if we're not really listening and paying attention, then the enemy's gone to work. He's the one blocking it. He's the God of poverty. He's the God of lack. He's the God of sickness. But our God is a God of health. Our God is a God of deliverance. Our God is the God of abundance. Our God is the God of strength. Our God wants us to be so blessed and wealthy that we can be that blessing. And he wants it. And you cannot tell me any different. And this is not a prosperity gospel in the sense of the local traditional churches will say, oh, it's a prosperity gospel, because then it's God must be a prosperity God. Well, he is. Because if you go through the whole scripture, you'll see that's what his heart is. But his heart, he wants us to have our heart on him. He wants to be first. And so when we put him first, it's a decision. See, everyone's got desires in their heart on here. And if the desire's low, you need to fan the flames. And you fan the flames by honing in and coming in and starting to listen to what's being encouraged. Now, I was sharing today, you know, I get discouragement at times, but I don't stay there. I know discouragement is not from God, and I know I'll miss the mark if I let that discouragement override me. Anything without faith is sin, is missing the mark, and I'm not going to miss the mark. I want to receive all of God's benefits to me, and God wants you benefited, and God is the one that is working without faith. It's not us. We're not so clever. It's not our goody two shoes things, because we could go through the motions of honoring God. We can go through the motions of connecting. We can go through the actions of speaking in tongues, but it isn't done with faith and it isn't done with heart. It's going to do you no good. It won't benefit you. It's got to be done with the heart. It's got to be done with God. Bring God into every situation. Bring God into the circumstance. Bring God into the negativity. Bring God into the things that don't bless you. Father, this is not from you. When you've got those negative situations, God is saying, this is not what I've given to you. It should highlight to us that something's not right. So, God, okay, now I bring this to you. And I know this is not from you, because you are my heavenly Father and you are with me. And you've given me all things to freely enjoy through what my wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ done. I'm standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made me free. And I'm not going to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, the things that put me in prison mentally or physically or financially. And so your complaining will not get God to answer your prayer. Your complaining will get Satan to put more pressure on you, more burdens on you, because you're not going in faith. God is a faith God. He's blessed with you. He loves you. But for him to go to work, he needs your full focus. He needs your faith on him, and he needs your trust in him. And he's giving you words even right now so that you can have that. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder, not a subtractor, not a burden maker. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And when we diligently seek him, we then go and do our own thing. We diligently seek him for the answers and the direction to take, that when we take that, then we're going to get blessed. But if you want to go off and do your own thing, you are free to do that. If you're listening to me now and think, well, I don't agree with that because of this, then you're free. Well, I'm not going to try and persuade you. Let God persuade you. These are his words. And so we don't want to reject the words from God, and we don't want to reject the word of God, because this is the thing that sets us free. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. This is God's heart. He wants you blessed. He wants you happy. He wants you to enjoy things. Deuteronomy 28. Let's read it. Let's read it. Let's listen to it. Listen to the words now. All right. And this is a great record, and all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. So this is for us. Deuteronomy 28:1. And it shall come to pass. It doesn't say it might happen. It says, and it shall absolutely come to pass if thou, you, shall hearken diligently, listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, where did the voice of the Lord thy God come from? Through his prophets. This came through his prophet who was speaking this at the time. This was written down later on, right? Now, we got men, women, gift ministers, people that walk by the Spirit that are speaking the same truths. They're repeating them. God's reminding them what to say, what to encourage. So, hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. It could be coming through the person right next to you. It could be coming through the minister. It could be coming through where you're connected. And that's what you need to listen to. And you take those things to God. Once you've received encouragement, take it to God. Father, right, I received these words. Now you show me what to do. You lead me in this way. It says to observe. We're listening diligently to observe and to do. It says in here, all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Well, God might be saying something to you right now, and that's what he wants you to do, because it's like a command to you, but it's not like the commandments of the law of Moses. I command thee this day that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. God wants all his people to shine out above all nations of the earth. And God's saying, if you listen to me, if you hearken diligently and observe to do what I'm saying, then you will be above all nations of the earth. That's where he wants you to be. He wants me and you to be. He's already set us on the right-hand side of God, the highest location in the heavens, in the whole universe, in the whole of galaxies of everything. We're at the highest location already, but do we recognize we're there? Or are we bombarded down with traditional teachings, worry, fears, and doubts that have kept us in bondage? Verse 2, and all these blessings, God says, look, if you do this, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If, it's dependent, thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Then he says, blessed, happy shalt thou be in the city when you're going shopping, when you're looking for your Christmas presents. You're going to be blessed. You're going to have the resources to get what you need. And blessed shalt thou be in the field. You're going to have a wonderful field that's flourishing and growing, where your pressures are bursting out with new wine. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. You're going to be healthy, strong, and fit. And if there's anything wrong, you'll be restored. And the fruit of thy ground, where you live, where you go, wherever you put your foot is yours, you're going to be blessed there. And the fruit of thy cattle, your animals, the things in your life, the things that you use and the things that you enjoy, they're going to be blessed. The increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Don't you think God wants you to be blessed? Don't you think God wants you to receive all these wonderful blessings? Yes, but he says you've got to listen. You've got to be obedient to him, not the minister. You're being obedient to God. God is not, you can't physically see God. So he's got these points of contact. We are ambassadors for God and for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the spokespersons. You are. I am. So it says, blessed shalt thou be in thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when you come in, when you go out down the road to get some petrol, get some gasoline, or you go down the road to get your shopping. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. You go out for the day, you go to a fun fair, you go to the zoo, or you take the kids out or the grandkids out. You're going to be blessed. Everything falls in favor for you. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. You'll see them fall. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. And man, they do. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses. And if you need more storehouses, he'll provide the more storehouses for you to put the abundance in, because there's not going to be enough room to receive it, right? See, he wants you to increase. And in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So wherever you are now, God's going to bless you. He wants to increase you. He wants to multiply you. He wants you to have laborers. He wants you to have great joy of fellowship. Too many believers stay on their own. Well, I'm with God. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. I don't need any. That is a lie from hell. You need the fellowship. I need the fellowship. We do need each other. And when there isn't anyone to stand with, that's when you can stand with God on your own. But if there's a body that you can come to, where you can be refreshed, where you can be encouraged, then God says, that's what you do. When God says to me, go and connect over there, that's what I've done. And I'm getting the blessings just from that act of obedience, from the heart. And we just make up our mind to do it. That's all you got to do. If you're indecisive will rob everything off you. You got to make up your mind what you're doing, where you're connected, where, what you're going to honor God. Make up your mind with God. You're doing this with God. So the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, in all that thy set thine hand unto do, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God, who gives it to you? God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep thy commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. He just wants you to do what he's saying today and walk in that way. He's directing your steps. He's making your feet like hinds feet and setting you upon your high places where you should be. All of us should be on the high ground, not on the low ground. And we just go to God. And if you're trying to do it on your own with your own knowledge of the scriptures or your own knowledge of what someone is saying, you're not going to do it. Listen to God. Listen to what's being said. Pay attention. Jesus said, be careful what you listen to. This is a great exhortation tonight for everyone, for all of us, even me. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Oh, sorry. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. They won't mess with you. They know there's something different about you. Becky said it. When you start living, then the people around you, as we continue to practice and grow and develop, people around you start to recognize this person's blessed. We're not going to mess here. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. He wants you to have the things that you need. And abundance of it, so you can give it away too. And in the fruit of thy body, he wants you healthy and strong. He wants you healed. Receive these words if you need healing right now. Don't battle it in your mind. Get that spirit of doubt out. Command it out and receive it. You're healed. And in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord swears unto thy fathers to give thee. He's promised you a good life, mate. He wants you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. It's as your soul prospers with these truths and the practice of these truths that you're going to prosper. He wants you so excited about every day. He doesn't want you to get up feeling depressed. He doesn't want you to get up worried and doubt. Even if things come up, you know that you can go to God and he's going to change your situation very quickly. Verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give thee rain unto thy land in his season. So every season there was rain. It wasn't a barren land like when Isaac, when everyone was running off to Egypt, Isaac stayed in the land. God says, stay here. Even though the land's barren, it's a famine, I want you to sow your seed in this famine ground type of thing. And God because he listened to God in his five senses. He could have thought, no, everyone's going to Egypt. Why do you want me to sow where it doesn't seem to be prosperous, where everything's dried up, where there is a famine, God? Why? He didn't question. He just done what he was told, and God blessed him 100 times. He multiplied his seed 100 times. Every little seed was multiplied 100 times. He became very wealthy because God wanted him a position of strength in the earth to be the blessing. He didn't want him to be stingy. He wanted to be a blessing. Even God says in 2 Corinthians, you know, like we give not, we give with a willing heart, not with stinginess. Well, I'll give this little bit here. You know, or the widow woman, she gave too much. Well, that's all she has. So she gave quite a lot. And to bless all the works of thine hand, everything you're doing, he's going to bless and prosper. And thou shalt lend. This is where God wants us. Lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. God doesn't want you to borrow. He wants you to be the lender. When Egypt went into that famine, God all gave the wisdom to Pharaoh, to Joseph to give to Pharaoh. And in the 7 years of plenty, they stored up many, many seeds for 7 years. And when the 7 years of famine come, it fed the whole world. They lent and they sold unto many nations, and they become very rich. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt what? Listen, hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them. Has God changed? No, he hasn't. He wants us to listen and do. And then he gives, from verse 14 downwards, he gives the consequences of not listening. He says, look, if you don't listen, this is what will happen. Go and read those 14 verses. He didn't want it to happen. That's why he gave them what to do. Like in the same, in the book of Malachi, he said, listen, guys, you've robbed me, you've ripped me off in tithes and offerings. That's what you've done. He said, but this is what you do to change it around. So God gives the instruction. This is what you do. And then he says, your words have been wrong against me, but this is what you do. So our words are very powerful. And the words that we're speaking are God's words. That's why it's very powerful. It's not because we're anything, but God's word is quick, powerful. It's alive. It's living. It brings healing. It brings energy. It brings prosperity. It brings direction. It brings strength. It brings deliverance. So what are you going to listen to? You make up your mind what you're going to listen to. You make up your mind whether you're going to receive the words I'm speaking as the words of God or the words of Lawrence. You make up your mind. And I tell you what, God's working in you. He really wants you to come up the next level now. Everyone to receive this wonderful increase of God in every area, spiritually, mentally, spiritually, with the spiritual wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, financially, you know, and also in your health, in your strength, in your relationships. He wants your whole family saved, and that you are the point of contact in your family. It's by you. It's God by you that's going to get them turned on to God. But you got to be bold. God is not giving you a spirit of fear. He's giving you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And you are a mighty force in this world. And when you honor God also, you're not on the financial force of this world. So no matter what, where the economy is, you're on God's economy and you'll always prosper. And you're not under any other force of this world because you have the authority. You need to use your words. You need to use your authority. God says you open your mouth and declare, I've given you the authority. I've given you the word and ministry of reconciliation. And if you're believing for God for something, then you'll get it, right? If you're believing God for something, then you'll actually manifest that. Or are we going to use excuses? Well, I was hindered here, hindered there. Did you use your authority? Did you stay in faith? Are you increasing in your finances? Like I said, God is a God of increase, not a God of decrease or stay stable and not increase. He says a God of increase. My abundance sharing goes up. It doesn't go down because God increases me. And every time I increase my giving, I increase. And then I can do more. I can bless people. I can do things for people. I can lend to people. I can help people. That's where God wants us to be. It's available. It's been freely given to you. That's how you release it, by receiving the words, by acting upon it and going for it and not letting the five senses stop you. Don't let the five senses stop you. Don't let those circumstances stop you. That's just Satan trying to stop you, saying you can't go here. You can't do this. And you, and if you fall for it, then you're not going to do it. But with God, all things are possible. With faith, all things are possible to you when you believe. And signs, miracles, and wonders will follow you. We will see great outreach. We will see our fellowships increase. We'll have physical people come to your home because they want to know, because they see your life as powerful. They see your life as blessed. They see you. You are the introduction of God to them. If God's brought them before you, and your words are the conductors of that power and the things that are going to bring them deliverance. So I, as you can see, I was very much inspired by all these sharings tonight. And so I encourage you this way. Listen. You know, take it to heart what's being said. If you want to move up the next levels with God, because we're all in levels, we're growing and growing and developing, then listen. If you want to come out of lack, it could be lack of it could be lack of laborers. It could be lack of vision or direction. You go to God and say, Father, I will put you first. I'll make this decision now. I'll do the things that I'm being encouraged. I'll connect where you want me to connect. I want to honor you, Father. And here, work with your faith to that point. Here, like he worked with my faith when I reconnected. He worked with me so much because I went with him. I was desperate. God, I just want to move for you. I just want to live for you. I want to work for you. And God says, no, I want to work for you, Lark. But you get in my way. You need to be still and know that I am God. It is me going to do that. You're not so smart, but I am. And I love you and I will direct you if you listen to me. And so this is why I'm being blessed, because I am listening to God and I am doing those things. So if you, you know, I encourage you guys, you need to connect. Like, this is just so important, but it's your free will choice. It's up to you. Well, I'm all right. I don't need to connect. Well, is that right? Well, then, you know, I don't need to connect then, do I? But I know I do. And I'm leading people as well. People are connecting with me. So if I'm doing it, what about them? So anyway, consider these words. I love you. God bless you.